Peace, 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 everybody.
This is Mama Serene Blue 7. And it's feeling like a rant. That's how I'm feeling. One, before I go off on my rant, that's my disclaimer. I'm letting you know right now. It's a whole lot of, it's not even like a whole lot of, but you get my drift. But first off, I just want to give kudos to me for even being more active this past January and getting into February. Like, you know, February is about to be this we're almost halfway through February already. So, yeah. So here we are, y'all. And, okay, so maybe it hasn't been a lot. It just feels like a lot. Okay? 'Cause there were so many things I wanted to hit. Like, the way I recently snapped, it's only certain people that can make me snap. And, you know, of course, it's this co-parenting thing that made me snap. This time when I snapped, though, like, my temperature, okay, my mood, when I say good twin checked out, bad twin checked in, and I went off, I went slap, stupid. But of course, it's valid. It's, you know, it was just me finally like, okay, I've had enough of the bullshit. Here you go. You've been asking for it. Well, here you go. And you know what? It's like every day I have kind of felt that, you know what? Oh no, I don't like this. And this is why, you know, a lot of people think it's like stuff be happening. And it's just like, it's life. Like, something is always going on. Like, when is there not ever anything going on? And second of all, before I really get off in my rant, the things that I share with y'all, this is my stories, my truths, my journey. Has other people experienced being in a narcissistic relationship? Yes. But are they really taking the time to understand it as to, you know, just where it goes back to? Where is it tracing back to, getting to the root of it in your life? And so I always feel like by sharing my life, like, life has been the best teacher for me. And at this point, I can only show you through my expressions vocally and tell you, you know what I mean? Because I don't like that. There's a lot of people who, like I said, they give a lot of textbook shit. But for those people out there who want to know this stuff and don't understand it, I'm just here to break it down. Because it truly is, like, simple. I think a lot of people get caught up on the fancy words and it just kind of stays there. And that's the way that they talk. And to me, even that sounds robotical. Very robot system, like, just robotical. if that is a word. I made it up today. It sounds very robotical, and it's like, even when you leave religion, so to speak, you leave religion, you come into spirituality, so it's like you see all sides of religion, like you believe in animism, and that's cool. You know, it's just, I guess people, like, it's coming out very hypocritical, and people just wonder why being awareness, whatever you want to call it, that's why I say we just have these labels and these titles so we know where to find stuff and find the trend as to what we're attracted to. But even now, like, in this very present day, I see how people are still using this shit as a mask. And it's like, no wonder why we can't really all come together. Because people still fucking hiding, faking, and shaking. And when I say, like, I want somebody to be so open with me, this isn't just romantically. Like, I need some A1, day ones. If I can't, and it ain't even the person gotta be like me. I want them to be their fullest, you know what I mean, raw potential. Their full authenticity. I said that word wrong. You know what I mean? Like, their full authenticness. Like, just be utterly you, not give no fucks. If you want to cry, cry. If you want to be loved, then be loved. And if you want to twerk, you want to twerk. Like, we have done so much everything by the book, and it still got us fucking here. So why would we not, like, learn these lessons while we heal and really put these boundaries that we need to have in effect? Like, it's like, The way how far I have come, and like I say, I am not Miss Perfect. I'm not a perfect woman. I'm a real woman. Okay. But it is like, just knowing everything that I've done, and I really see, and I really watch, and I really observe from different angles, different perspectives, and, you know, just through different people, like, in my real world, and throughout social media, and on internet, it's like, we really do have, like, this level of toxicness is that okay. And I am going through clothes, so you're gonna get what you get from me. At least I'm not sick. Okay. But not all my clothes sound like that, duh. But it's, don't get me wrong, like, I'm not the person, I'm definitely not the person who is like, give me boring in a relationship. That's not what I'm saying, but to be really healthy in a relationship, I don't think people really understand the freedom that it comes with being with somebody, but being yourself completely. Like, respect, honesty. People really just glorify the toxic because it's something surface, because it sounds good, you know what I'm saying? But deep down, what is it for real? What is it? Like, I am, you know, don't get me wrong, as much as I talk my shit, I am going to be the first one who just be like, a girl, I done ride and I done died, and I done ride and I done died. And at this point, I'm tired of dying. You understand me? Like, I am grown now. I have been through things just like everybody else. And playtime for me is really, like, over. And I may joke about it, you know. I may joke about it in some ways on my social media. But even then, and I guess this is like part of the leveling up where you just really overstand and be still and you just really like, I am really learning, like, that is not attractive to me. Like, it's to the point where it's almost like it's comforting that I'm seeing the red flags, because it's now so much easier for me to ignore. But throughout all this damn toxicity, it is so much insecurity. Toxicity is breeded out of insecurity. You know, I was cleaning up earlier, because I ain't gonna lie, I could have been on here and I could have recorded. But I've been in a daze, because it's been so much, or what feels to be so much going on. And I guess it's just really me, like, processing. Because I know how I get when I snap, right? I act on impulse. And earlier today, I got tried in my mind multiple times before I had snapped physically. So when I say my kids keep me grounded, and they really are my saving grace, because if it was not for them, I'd be a straight up pit bull in a skirt. Won't think twice, bite your ass, and then I'm gonna get the fuck on while you cry. Like, the fact that, and I was speaking to my homegirl about this, the fact that 90% of divorces as of 2021 has been filed by women, and narcissistic is at an all-time high within those divorce filings. And to now, that's the toxic side. Let's go to the insecurity side. The insecurity side is now, it is very close to 90% of women being sexually, like, unsatisfied sexually. They are not getting sexual pleasure. People, what the fuck is going on out here? And it's like, as much as people want to judge me for my life and what I've done, it's like I am so glad that I made the mistakes that I did. Because it's like, and don't get me wrong, everyone got flaws, but it's like, even me, which is why on my social media page, I don't really like using filter. I really do be showing up as me. If my lips is like, just really, I really like, and I don't even know if like people, even on my Instagram, who watch my stories really get like, I'm really on there to be me, fully, completely. I just want to be me. Because so many people see me, and like I said, I ain't bragging, because I honestly and truly do not feel like, you know, I'm not no supermodel, but, you know, a natural woman is what I am, and I'm just confident like that. And I ain't even knocking women who wear makeup, because you might see me in it every once in a blue moon. But, you know, about 95% of the time, I'm in my natural state, and I'm not perfect. But, in with so doing that, it has got me so comfortable with my insecurities. Do I get irritated with it sometimes? Yeah, but not as much as I used to. So, it's almost like the way I post on my Instagram page, I'm really talking to me. I'm really talking to me, 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 me. Now, whoever just happens to be on that same frequency is who I get interaction from. And then, you know, depending on comments or whatnot, will really depend on if we're on the same, if we're on the same frequency or not. And I enjoy being me now. So much. There's a certain feeling of just like another layer of love. I feel like I was a chocolate chip cookie before. I was a chocolate chip brownie. You know what I mean? Like I was a brownie before, but now I'm a double chocolate chip brownie with some extraness, with some richness. Like I'm very indulgent in the things that I am passionate about. But this insecurity bullshit that is at an all-time high with everyone, and then it just, to me, it goes from the toxicness, insecurity, judgment. And judgment has been really interesting to me as of lately, because even though I don't like to be judged, here I am judging motherfuckers too at the same time. And it's just like we live in that state of world all the time. But my god, like, here I am trying to date men, or, you know, not, let me scratch that, me out here, yeah, trying to date men, you know, just really peeping the scene, like, what's the temperature, what's really going on with men out here. And I'm gonna just be honest with you, I'm not gonna sit here and say there ain't men out there that's trying to heal, but it is a lot of men that is comfortable in dysfunction, you know. Some are trying to break out, but a lot of them ain't. That's just about as high as the damn women being unsatisfied sexually in divorce rate. That number's fucking pretty high too. And it is amazing to me how many men is still walking the earth like that. So the fact that even right now I'm asking for friendship in men is beyond me. And it's like when it can't go their way, they still, wanna, I don't know, but look, it takes so much to be me. And I know from the outside looking in, like, people think I really don't be doing nothing. Like, I just, and it's like, look, you see my life and what I decide to share with you for how many, what, a minute or two, depending on the post, unless I really go feel like I had like a rant or I gotta share something, a minute or two to a post, that is nothing. Excuse me, that is nothing compared to my whole entire day in which you do not see. What I share is what I share, but don't ever fucking think you really know me until you take the time to really build that relationship with me outside of social media. You don't really know me. You just know that I have shared some of my fucked up past experiences. I am growing and healing, and I'm a grown ass woman with a high sex drive. Who is just, I'm not necessarily here to beat up on a man. That's not what I want. I want that man to be so confident within himself, you know, that it inspires me to go harder in what I do and how I present myself to the world and how I'm serving the world. Like, but at the same time, you know, I do want a healthy balance with having an actual relationship. But a man who is so comfortable within himself that does not even see me as competition, like, that's what we need to be going for. Not so I can control and I can manipulate. And I'm scared to date so-and-so, so I'm a fucking settle. What kind of toxic, insecure, judgment-ass bullshit is that? And it's like the like, insecurities, judgment, toxic. That's like the recipe for a connection, any type of relationship to go south. And this is why you always consider the source on who you're talking to and what you're talking about. Because a lot of people talk a lot of motherfucking good game, but they're not about this shit for real. They really not. Or is it the fact that that's just the way their path is designed for them? So that's me judging, saying they not really about this shit. You see how this shit works? It's all toxic. It all goes back to toxic insecurity and judgment. So, me snapping and co-parenting and where this is about to lead to, I'm just glad I do what I do. I love what I do. And, that's the only positive thing I can say about that right now. And until I discuss it in full totality and process it in therapy for real, I'll speak more on that then. When I feel ready, when I get ready, whoever hears it is going to hear it. But although I have an understanding that men need healing, a lot of men need a lot of mental health healing. I ain't gonna lie to you. After a certain point, after you have talked to a man with enough sense, you can tell what they're up to. So, I'm sorry, I just took that very long pause. I need to wrap this recording up.
Yeah. I ain't really too much fucking with people like that, and that just leads me to the next thing, rejection. So this is the big issues I've been dealing or seeing or interacting with or observing for like almost the last 5 days. Toxic mannerisms, toxic behaviors, toxic patterns, toxic in all types of relationship form. Insecurity. Judgment. And rejection. Motherfuckers really settling out here for the sticky shit at the bottom of the fucking barrel. And I can't even say, like, I can't even judge them for that, because it's an insecurity and a toxic behavior they gotta work on. I'm just glad that I am so comfortable where I'm at, that I can just fully be me throughout all the levels of healing that comes with that. And especially in those areas. And I'm just like, well, damn. If I am the creator of my reality, if I am the God, because God is within me, what the fuck is going on in my mental? And I just think about to when I snapped last Saturday and I drank that wine. Now I had bought 2 bottles of this wine called, this red wine, basically it's called Seven Moons like seven red moon, whatever. It's 7 different type of red wines mixed together. It was like 14.5 alcohol volume, and your girl just don't be, I ain't been really eating like that. And so it's taking me a little bit longer to recuperate. And I didn't recuperate, y'all. Because remember, I had said on my last podcast, like, I was, like, really, like, on some, I want to quit. I want to quit. I want to quit. And because I had bought these 2 bottles of wine. Excuse me. I had bought these 2 bottles of wine. Okay, and only drunk half of one, for real, for real. And I just ain't, like, but at the same time, even though I feel like I've been in the days, like I done went somewhere, I done astral travel, you know what I'm saying? It's like, all of it, like, it's finally coming out of my subconscious and I'm dealing with it physically, and I'm like, what the fuck kind of jungle is this? Like, get it the fuck out of here. And I guess it's just me work, like I say, just working on my Lilith energy, especially since Pisces coming up and I'm already being triggered. Or at least I'm allowing myself to be triggered. Because I can't be quiet about this shit. I really do have to embrace both. So for some people, they follow the left path. Or the left hand path. Or the right hand path. I am the middle. Like, it is, like, to me, I feel like too much of one side is a bad thing. Too much good creates bad things. So why not balance it, take the good with the bad, and just not even say it's good or bad, it just is what it is, right? So, it is just amazing to me, like, how I broke all of that down and how all of that is connected. And just me realizing, like, I am really releasing this shit. I am really growing up. I am really that chick. I really am. Like, it's amazing. Processing still continues. Until next time, peace.